about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio, proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
All right, it's Thursday, and that means that we get to take a look at, how to be healthier, how to live a life that's more satisfying in terms of its impact on us and our impact on it. And last week, we were able to come to the table with a brand new piece. It was literally hot off the press, like seconds before we talked with Dr. Douglas Howard from the New York Times. This week, Forbes magazine has just put out something a couple of hours ago talking about how now March is going to be officially dubbed National Nutrition Month. Dr. Douglas Howard rejoins us. Doc, I know that when people talk about nutrition, oftentimes they think they're talking about nutrition, but I've learned talking with you over the last few weeks, sometimes they get it wrong.
Oh, yeah. The thing is the value of nutrition we forget all the time. I'll give you the one that they get wrong is on a national level, when we talk about servings of fruits and vegetables, they'll say, well, half a cup of juice is equivalent to a serving of a fruit or a vegetable. Well, let me ask, okay, imagine this. If you're a diabetic and you had a cup of apple juice a cup of apple juice, and you had two apples sitting there. I mean, that's supposed to be the equivalent. They're supposed to be the same, right? Do you think that drinking a cup of apple juice, this clear, funny taste, sweet liquid that you buy in a jar, what do you think it's going to do to your blood sugar?
Spike that.
Sure, it's going to go through the roof. But you can eat those two apples and probably not spike your blood sugar. Or not nearly the same if it did, because they're not equivalents, and we have to realize and remember that.
And part of that is, and you talk about this all the time, but part of it is the use of the entire apple versus the juice, which is just extracting the liquid portion.
Exactly. You're really extracting the sugar and the water mostly. I mean, when you do that, specifically apple juice, whereas when you're eating an apple, then there's all kinds of fiber. There's pectin. There's great soluble and insoluble fibers. And then literally over 100,000 other chemicals, naturally occurring good other chemicals that are in that apple, that then tell your body how to handle that sugar that you're putting in there. And how it's going to be absorbed into the body, how it's going to be broken down, versus just dumping in a bunch of sugar.
And well,
so when it comes to nutrition, not all things are equal.
So just because it's named National Nutrition Month doesn't necessarily mean that people are going to get the nutrition that they're looking for. Let's talk about something else that I just heard about, Doc, and I know it's important to you because you guys process a lot of vegetables and fruits through the Balance of Nature turnstiles each year. But the rumor is it that the prices are going up, and this is a little bit out of the ordinary. What's the data saying?
Well, looking at from the Consumer Price Index and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, for example,
right.
That alone shows that in the last 20 years, then fruits and vegetables have gone up more than 50%. Or from year 2000 to 2019, they've gone up 48.86%, to be exact. I mean, that's a big increase to go
sure.
up that much. And so we hear this all the time from people. Well, how can I afford to eat that much? And the other thing is people need to realize that a serving is the size of your fist. It's the easiest way. It's not a cup. It's not an apple. But a baby's serving is different than my serving. And
sure.
that's important to realize. And so if you look at the size of your fist, that's what a serving should be. But when it comes to something like spinach, it needs to be, if you're cooking it down, for example, you need to look at how that cooks down and get the size of your fist, not a bunch of, you have to take out the air of all those leaves, for example. Have you ever cooked fresh spinach?
Yes.
And have you looked at what the pot was if you take a whole pan of fresh spinach and if you're going to cook it,
and you steam it, yeah, and it goes down to nothing?
It goes down to like a tenth of what was there. And so
yeah.
we just have to look at those things when you're eating it and doing it. And it's not bad to cook some things. I will say that. You don't always lose all the nutrition, but heat, air, and light are the things that start breaking down the chemistry and the nutrition in your fresh fruits and vegetables. So you want to be careful of how much you're cooking it. You want to, you know, they used to say, drink the juice that's in your, from your veggies.
Right.
When you cook them. Well, I say don't cook them so much that there's a bunch of juice in there you have to drink. And don't cook it in a bunch of water.
Yeah. And then if you do end up cooking them, take some veggies. Because what you've done with your processing is keep all the nutrition in, not using any of those methods.
Exactly. And that's because that's why we have in those little capsules that have been that took me thousands of hours to scientifically formulate which fruit and which vegetable to be together, and then thousands of hours to figure out how to get them so that they're not damaged. So you have 99.9% of the nutritional all the chemistry. I don't want to say nutritional value, but you have 99.9% of the fresh fruit and vegetable value is a very delicate process you have to go through and saving all that so you get it all. So you're right. Not destroying it in the meantime.
We're speaking with Dr. Douglas Howard. He is the originator of fruits and veggies. You hear me talk about them all the time. You know that I take them. In fact, I have been taking an accelerated dose through the flu season, and my kids have gotten sick around me. They've brought all kinds of germs home from the schools, and I've been bulletproof so far this year. I mean, thanks to good nutrition and things working the way they're supposed to, I'm really grateful. And I used to get bronchitis every single time we would change the weather. But Dr. Howard was just mentioning the increase in the price of the fruits and veggies. And friends, right now, they have a special, unique opportunity where you can lock in your price and get free shipping for the entirety of the rest of this year. But you need to call right now to take advantage of that, and that's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Just tell them you were listening to Doc Howard on with Kevin McCullough just now, and you want to make sure that you get your fruits and veggies prices locked in for the rest of this year and get free shipping on every order. Doc, the time goes by too quickly, but thanks for being with us.
I can't believe how fast. Hey, thank you. I love this time I can spend with you.
Yep. See you next time. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.